Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basuti. Lindsay, well, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, thanks for letting me be here. I'm always glad to come on and talk about all the things.
Well, I mean, of course, we love having you here. So it's no charge to us. And, and so we have a big weekend coming up. The annual Latino Festival is happening tomorrow. So it's a full day of events. I know the Chamber and Hispanic United working hard. So what are the details going on all day tomorrow?
Yeah, so the Latino Festival is hosted by Hispanics United for Perry, and that group is all volunteers, a number of us in the community representing different entities or just volunteers that are passionate about the Latino Festival. So this event is happening tomorrow. The parade starts at 10 a.m. The lineup is at 12th Street and Willis by Hamlin Bell Apartments, and then goes down Willis and then ends at Patti Park. So definitely come out and watch the parade, maybe consider a last minute parade float, whatever you'd like to do, but that's at 10 to kick things off. And then the activities at Patti Park are 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. So unlike 4th of July, where all of the vendors are on the east side of the park, the Latino Festival utilizes the west side of the park. So they've got the band shell and then all of the vendors in the grassy area on the side street there. So it's a really fun event, just different kids activities, all of the food that you can think of, live music, dancers. And so it's just a really fun event to kind of celebrate the different cultures here in Perry, come and celebrate the togetherness, support Hispanics United for Perry and all the different groups that are out to be a part of the event. So just encourage people to check it out. If you've never been there before, definitely check it out. If nothing else, the food is great. So, okay. I mean, you definitely need to plan on your lunch and dinner there for sure.
Okay, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, for me, this is going to be my first time, so I want to stop out, really soak in everything. Like you said, I'm looking forward to the food, but I think it really is cool to kind of celebrate, like you were mentioning, mm-hmm. the culture, because it is very diverse here in the city of Perry.
Yes, definitely. And there's microcultures within the larger culture, and so there's a lot of different variety there. And so a number of food trucks and a number of food vendors, like I said, with the live music and dancing, different activities. So just check it out, and there's a whole schedule on the Facebook page. So if you're looking for something in particular and timing, go check that out there.
Awesome. Okay. Well, again, that is coming up tomorrow. So thanks for the details on that, Lindsay. And then the other big thing the Chamber is gearing up for Labor Day is obviously RVTV, part of the Cyhawk, gearing up for that game, which will happen that Saturday. And so I know they're making stops to different towns throughout the week. Perry gets the first one. And so
that's right.
I know it's been real busy for you.
Yes. So this is an exciting thing. It's not an annual event for us. It's an annual activity for WHO and with RVTV and, you know, this great tradition that's been going on for years to kind of tailgate across Iowa before the Cyhawk game. And we are honored to have been selected to kick things off this year. So didn't get to pick the date, but I think it's going to work in our favor to be on Labor Day. So Monday, September 2nd, they'll roll through town in the morning and going to have a grand entrance kind of at that 11 a.m. time frame because they're going to be coming in, getting set up. And then the real festivities will be in the evening. So 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. will be the main activity time frame, 6 to 10 p.m. live music with Ruckus. So local band, local favorites, and lots of activities, lots of different partners and sponsors and different groups coming together to showcase the community. Think of all of the fun things that we could possibly want in one event. And I think that we've done a really good job of capturing all of that. So when we run down the list of activities, of course, there will be inflatables and kids activities. Of course, there'll be contests and games. Of course, there will be live music, beer garden. Of course, there'll be a car show and a tractor show. And then I'm really excited about the live broadcasts that they'll be kind of panning over to, you know, whatever activities happening or telling whatever Perry story that they've kind of come across and talking to people. So we just met with someone from the crew earlier this week and, you know, just that excitement that's there that really the intention is to showcase communities in Iowa while having fun kind of gearing up for this rivalry game.
Yeah.
So regardless of what side you're on, we can really celebrate the great things about Perry and come together as a community. It's friendly competition. No one's getting too bent out of shape on what side they're on, but we can kind of come together and celebrate that because that's just the fun part of it. So we're getting our volunteers together and finalizing sponsors and finalizing activities and maps. So we've put a little bit out there, but in this next week, we'll be really getting more details on the schedule and all of the different things. And I mentioned contests and games, but there'll be a cornhole tournament brought to you by Lynn Holgan State Farm Insurance. Elks are planning on doing a bingo tent. DMAC is doing doing a foosball tournament. So all of those different activities coming together to make a fun entertainment, but then ways to participate. The fire department's working on, you know, getting a car maybe to smash and do a demonstration. So kind of some of those little details are like, okay, is this actually happening? Or are we going to, you know, fill this in with something else, but have the beer garden and the stage. With Ruckus, like I mentioned, Al Welsh Orchestra will be performing. Raccoon Valley Radio is actually working with Sherry Welch on getting a Jeopardy game together. Mm-hmm. So that will be really fun to see in Josh Davis Plaza. So all of those little details that are coming together, down to the number of porta potties and electrical outlets and all of that fun stuff that goes into a big event like this. But really excited. We've got a great lineup of food vendors, other kinds of vendors. Still an opportunity, still time to get involved if people are interested. So contact the chamber if you want to be a vendor, want to volunteer, if you want to help out, have some other idea that you want to kind of bring to the table down to the last couple weeks here. Yeah. But there's always kind of that room for making things happen with the right amount of passion and commitment there. But yeah, really excited. Monday, September 2nd. More details to come on some specifics, but we're pushing things out on Facebook and the city website. Looking forward to a really fun event.
Well, no, and maybe I didn't catch it in all that excitement, but of course, with it being a tailgate, of course, is there going to be food?
Yes, there's going to be a number of food vendors. We've got a number of food trucks lined up. We've got a number of groups doing some fundraising. So like even the Booster Club will have a tent selling merchandise, but then also grilling out. The VFW will be grilling out. And so between nonprofit vendors that are, you know, wanting to fundraise, and then some food trucks as well. So lots of food. You can count on your favorites. We've got a number of food trucks lined up. The whole area will be on 2nd Street between Otley and Lucinda is kind of the main drag there, but then also Willis Avenue from 1st to 3rd. And then Warford Street, kind of partial on that block for the car show and tractor show. And then Railroad Street over by the library. So that whole area is going to be closed to through traffic, but be open for pedestrians to mill about and enjoy the festivities.
Wow. Okay. Well, man, I see why it's so busy. Okay.
Yes.
Lots going on. Well, again, we are speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, I feel like, you know, do you need a moment to catch your breath?
Basically all the time. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're almost wrapped up here. Why don't you tell us what else is going on here with the chamber? I know there's an event tonight with the Perry Fire Department. And then, of course, still got the farmer's market going.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, there's always something going on. So we always try to help our members out with the chat sheet and the digital sign. So anytime members are doing different activities, you know, it's worth mentioning. So talked about the Latino Festival, of course, but the grab and go supper at the fire department happening tonight. So that is 5 to 6:30 over at the fire department. So they do that about once a month or every other month. So just kind of giving them a shout out a little bit on that too. And then, yeah, farmers market's going strong. We're, you know, counting down a little bit to the end of September. Still have some new vendors joining us, some that are kind of dropping off seasonally or getting back to school. We had kind of three vendors that always are done once school starts. And so it kind of looks different every week as far as which vendors are there, which activities. We're almost done with Iowa PBS Kids this year. They're going to come one last time in September. So just a reminder for families to bring the kiddos out, use those market bucks because they will expire once this season is over. But that's been a really, really good program to get families out to the activities, learning about different seasonal produce and different recipes, some STEM activities. And then, of course, who doesn't love free money? So yeah. Getting some market bucks to spend has been really, really nice and a great influx into the market. So really, really appreciative of Iowa PBS for making that happen. Yeah, and we've got community night coming up on the 3rd Thursday in September. So we'll keep on rolling through on the farmers market every Thursday.
Yeah, man. Well, again, well, really appreciate all the work that you and everybody at the chamber does. It does not go amiss, at least to me. So you at least got one fan.
Thanks.
Yes, you're absolutely welcome. Again, that is the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.